This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, May 7th. God's word for you today is in preparation. Our scripture reading is taken from Habakkuk 2, verse 1, which says, I will take my place at the watchtower. I will stand at my post and watch. I will watch and see what he says to me. I need to think about what I should respond to him when he gets back to me with his answer. Thank God for his kindness over us, and it is our prayer that God will breathe upon us and change our lives even as he speaks his word to us. I want to start by celebrating you for hanging in there with God and trusting God all through, regardless of how this year has been so far. Again, regardless of how great or not so great this year has been, as you face the days, weeks, and months and years ahead, the most important question ever is, what is God saying? How prepared are you for the days, the weeks, the months, and years ahead in this decade of destiny? A great athlete once shared that when people told him that he was just lucky to win trophies, his response was that the harder he practices, the luckier he gets. In life generally, it is as if the door opens to the prepared. Once the door sees the prepared, the door just opens. In God's favorite house, we have a period event called the Fever Tournament and dance competition for the young and young at heart. The place is always on fire, literally. Some years ago, a girl who was barely 12 years old won. Her father told me about how she prepared. She went to the father, mother, grandmother, and asked that they pray for her because she wanted to win. And she won. Other people could dance too, but they trivialized the importance of preparing. Preparation is key to life. The young man that won the FIFA tournament told one of our pastors that he plays 40 to 50 games every weekend. I saw his game. He was ready. Do not beef, envy, be upset with people that have done their homework. Celebrate with them and go ahead and do your homework. For us, the first and most important thing to do to prepare for beginnings, be it a new year, a new day, a new project, a new business, a new week, or a new month, is to hear from God. The first and most important thing to do in preparation for the new is to hear from God. What is God saying? You prepare for the new by paying attention to God. What God is saying is your first point of call. What is God saying concerning your family? What is God saying concerning your business? What is God saying concerning your work for God? What is God saying concerning your work with God? What is God saying concerning your education? What is God saying? Once we are prepared with what God is saying, then every other preparation builds on that foundation, the foundation of what God has said. I know that there are a lot of theories out there. Some people do not even believe that God speaks. That is not our focus, because I believe I am talking to people that know God speaks. God is alive. God is on your side. That is, if you are his child and he is your father. He is speaking. God has something in his mind that he wants to say, and he is speaking. Are you listening? Let us pray. Father, your voice is priority to me. Speak, Lord, for your beloved is listening and ready to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.